News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Reversing the reintroduction of exam fees, committing to class size reduction and guaranteeing a school place for every child with additional needs. That's just some of the list of demands that Sinn Féin is going to make in the Dáil today. Demands of the government from Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin's education spokesperson. Darren, undoubtedly, the long list that you have is laudable in its intent, but presumably almost impossible to deliver in practicality. It is asking them to fix everything.
Well, it in the first instance, it's asking the government to live up to and deliver on the fundamental right of every child to access to an education. And we know on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis that children are denied access to a school place of any shape or kind on the basis of having a disability. We know that parents are forced to fight and fight and fight, and in some cases through the courts, to secure that commitment.
Well, can you explain a bit of the wording? Because the wording is very specific in respect of this. You say that you want a guarantee of an appropriate school place, not merely an offer of a place for every child with additional educational needs. What's the difference between the two?
Well, we know, for example, that last year, where we were in a very similar position, the government had said that they had provided for every child, and many of those children, including, I can think of Finglas as an example, many of those children had an offer of a school place at that time. They're still not at school. They're not at school because the physical place, the supports in terms of teaching and SNA supports haven't been provided. So what we want is for every child who has been identified, although the government won't give us the figures in terms of the amount of children that need a special class or a special school place, but they know the number. And we want a commitment from government, a guarantee from government that every one of those children will have a physical school place in September and that they'll have the SET, the teaching support and the SNA.
So just
support.
To understand that then, Darren, what you're saying is that if parents would have been told you have the offer of a place here, and when the parents then look and say, well, are the supports there in terms of the staff to be able to look after and give my child the support they cannot live without during the day, the answer is, well, no, the place is there, but that support isn't. Is that
but,
it?
But also the physical space isn't there. So the modular unit isn't there. The building isn't there. So that happens and
people
so
get offered a place that doesn't exist.
Absolutely. And absolutely. So listen to the language of government in recent days. Classes have been sanctioned. In many of those cases, they will require building works, modular units and additional capacity before that physical space is there. So there are many children, including in special schools, that have the offer of the place, the commitment of the place, but months and months later aren't physically in that space. And in addition to that, there are very many children who are travelling very long distances in the region of 40 kilometres a day to their school place, passing
Indeed.
Very many local schools.
Go back for a minute. I know that you're critical of the government for not giving you the total quantum of numbers in respect of kids who fit in this category, but have you any sense, even anecdotally, of how many may be in that cohort of being offered a place that doesn't exist?
Well, in terms of those figures, we don't know. We won't know until come September and we find that the places that were supposed to be there haven't yet materialised. But in addition to that, they won't give us the figures of how many children have been notified to them as needing a place who don't even have the offer. And we expect that figure, and we have some indication in relation to that, is hundreds of children, potentially up to 1,000 children at this stage, who don't have an offer yet. So this is an unprecedented crisis, I have to say, of the government's own making, that they have failed to plan and failed to deliver the necessary capacity within the system. And we recognise that the demand is significantly increasing year on year, but this is a matter of priorities, in my opinion.
Now, Darren, your tactics politically are your own, but can you explain why, if you have a single issue like that would seem to be of significance, you have included then a laundry list of other things that would appear to dilute the intent of getting that one thing resolved? I mean, you're demanding that they expedite other supports like speech and language. You're demanding to a multi-annual programme of class reduction, getting to the EU average by beginning in budget 2027. There is such a long list of mom and apple pie. Will issues like that prime one not get lost?
No, at the very heart of this, at the very heart of this is what inclusive education in Ireland means in 2026 and into the future. That's the very basis of this motion. I think it's comprehensive, it's substantial, it's Sinn Féin's proposal in terms of addressing these issues. But to say,
but it says in essence you're making Hames of the entire shooting gallery.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're saying, that the inclusive education system in Ireland is broken. There are a number of different facets. So, for example, for those people who are refused access to a place, the biggest issue for them is access to a place. For people who have access to a place, is it an appropriate place? Do I have to travel long distances? And then in addition to that, is my child getting an education? Are they getting the types of supports that they need in terms of teaching support, SNA support, therapies? So it's all of those aspects.
What then about the money? Have you done the maths on this?
Well, in the first instance, we don't have the figures from government. They won't provide them for us. What we are proposing is a slaunch of care type committee that we could have.
But have you a ballpark? Because that's where rubber meets the road at. Can we actually afford to do all that you want?
No. We're talking about hundreds of millions of euros additional every year. We're calling on government to ensure that that's additional funding, that it's not robbing Peter to pay Paul or robbing elsewhere in the education budget. Because we know, for example, one of the across-the-board issues is that our classroom sizes are too big. And we know in terms of providing support to children, particularly children with additional needs, that the smaller classrooms are better for them.
Darren, thank you very much. That is Darren O'Rourke, who's Sinn Féin's education spokesperson.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.